Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹早安。
How's everybody this morning?
大家今天早上怎么样啊？
Good, good, good. So we're celebrating the Christmas season.
我们现在正在庆祝圣诞假期。
What does Christmas look like for you?
你们的圣诞节是怎么样子的呢？
Lights, a tree, gifts.
有很多的灯，有圣诞树，还有很多礼物。
When do you start celebrating?
你们从什么时候开始庆祝呢？
It's kind of funny that in America, many people begin celebrating the day after Halloween.
在美国 有时候有点有趣的就是有的人是在万圣节之后就开始庆祝。
You see all the Christmas displays in the stores almost right away.
你们可以看到在很多店家里面，商店里面马上就是圣诞万圣节隔天开始，马上就有很多圣诞节的东西。
And of course, after Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday.
那在感恩节之后，我们有所谓的黑色星期五。
But maybe that's not your focus. Maybe you're thinking of your final exams.
那也许那并不是你现在注重的焦点。也许你现在正在注重在你的期末考试上。
Maybe you're thinking about the fiscal year end if you're in business.
那如果你是正在这个商业里面、业界里面，你可能想到的是年度、财务年度的结束。
But in the midst of all this, God wants to turn our attention back to Himself.
那在这一切当中，其实神最希望的是我们能够注目在他身上。
He wants us to understand the value of Jesus above everything else.
他希望我们能够明白了解耶稣他真正的意义、价值在一切的事情之上。
He wants to remind us to have faith in the promises that He has given us.
那他希望我们，他要我们能够对耶稣有信心，有信心他所带给我们一切的应许。
This past season, we've been focusing on revival.
那在过去的这一年，我们教会着重在我们的复兴之上。
Revival begins to happen when Jesus is valuable above everything else.
那真正的复兴的开始是在我们了解明白耶稣的价值是在一切之上。
And this season is a time to remember that.
那现在这个季节就是我们来特别来纪念这件事的时候。
I grew up Catholic, and in our house we still practice Advent as a part of our Christmas season.
那Nick他成长的家庭是天主教的背景，所以在他成长的过程，他们在这个季节会纪念所谓的圣降节，圣是圣洁的圣，降就是降临的，就是圣降节。
I'm going to share with you a little bit about Advent this morning, but before that, I want to share a few other things about how we celebrate at home.
那他今天的正道题目、正道过程会让跟大家分享一下圣降节的意义，然后他会也跟大家分享他们家如何来度过所谓的圣降。
Because my family is in Ohio and Lydia's family is in California, every year we pick one.
那在Nick 他的家族是从是在俄亥俄州，那 Lydia 就是 Nick 的太太，他们的家庭是在家族是在加州，所以他们每年必须选一个地方去。
So we end up celebrating Christmas at our house on the 6th of January.
那他们最后变成在他们家庭里面庆祝圣诞节，但是是在一月六号。
Yeah. So why the 6th of January?
为什么要在一月六号呢？
Well, actually, have you heard of the 12 days of Christmas?
那大家有没有听过所谓的十二天的圣诞节？
That's the 12th day.
那是圣诞节后的第十二天。
And it's called the Epiphany.
那个叫 Epiphany.
So this is the day the three wise men came to visit Jesus.
Oh, 那个 Epiphany 其实是就是在纪念有所谓在圣经里面提到有三个博士从东方去朝拜刚出生的耶稣，然后有的人叫显现节，是圣诞节后的第十二天。
Okay, there we go. Wrong direction. Got it.Okay, so I wanted to share with you this. This is the church calendar.
那现在在荧幕上大家看到，这是所谓的教会的，初期教会的一个日历或月年历。
And the church calendar was not to mark the passing of time.
那所谓这个教会的年历，并不是在记录就是时间的过去。
The church calendar was to have a rhythm of reflection on Jesus.
那这个教会的年历是帮助我们是能够循环的、重复的，每一年当中都来纪念耶稣。
So if you see the purple mark there, it's Advent.
如果你看到在这个年历上左边有一小块紫色、蓝色的，那个就是所谓的圣降节。
That's the beginning of the church year.
那个是教会年历的开始。
And just quickly, the purple, let's see. Yeah, cool. So Advent is a season of reflection and preparation.
那圣降节就是一个让我们能够反思，也是一个预备的一个季节。
Then you have Christmas, which is a celebration.
那接下来就是所谓的圣诞节，那也是一个庆祝的一个日子。
The Epiphany is a time to focus on Jesus' life.
那所谓的 Epiphany 就是显现节，就是纪念耶稣在世上的日子。
And then 40 days before Easter is a season of Lent, which is again a season of reflection and preparation.
那另外一块紫色的，接下来那一块 Lent 就是所谓的大斋节或者四旬节，就是也是一个反思及纪念的日子。
And then that's followed by a season of Easter, which is also 40 days of celebration.
那刚才所谓的大斋节是预备反思以及纪念耶稣钉十字架。那接下来就是所谓的复活节。
Finally, the Ascension and Pentecost is the last day of Easter, where it's celebrated that Jesus was raised into heaven and the church began.
那接下来红色那一块是所谓的五旬节。那然后另外也是一个纪念耶稣升天的日子，然后就是记录的也是纪念开始教会时代的开始。
And then ordinary time is a time to focus on the body of Christ.
所以那接下来的下半年绿色那一块那一环的那整个半年就是纪念就是耶稣的肢体，也就是所谓教会。
So this calendar is a cycle of celebration and meditation to continually remind us.Of who we are and who Jesus is.
所以这一个所谓的教会的年历，就是一个不断的循环，不断的帮助我们来纪念神是谁，耶稣是谁，那我们是神的子民，神的选民，是有什么意义？
And I want to share too a little bit about the Advent wreath.
那今天就是要来跟大家分享一下什么是这个圣降节的这个圣降，这个叫做圣降环，现在在图片上。
The beautiful Advent wreath that we have in front of us here, there are symbols involved in the colors and the shapes and why it's there, and it tells a story of how we prepare to recognize Jesus' coming.
那除了在图片上有在我们眼前这个桌子上，我们也有一个所谓的圣降环。那它的摆设，它上面的蜡烛的数目、蜡烛的颜色，这些都是有特别的意义，来帮助我们纪念耶稣降生的这个意义。
So for example, the green bows that are used to make the Advent wreath are from evergreen trees.
那譬如这个绿色的花环，它是用绿色的常青树的树枝来做成的。
Even in the winter, which is a season that looks like death, there is life and there's hope of something to come.
那这个绿色象征就是即便在寒冷的寒冬当中，通常严冬、寒冬是象征的死亡或者是就是困难。但即便是在这样的季节当中，也是有盼望。
It's shaped as a circle, which is a shape that represents God's eternity.
那这个常青树枝围成这个圆环，它所象征的就是神的永恒。
Not only His eternity, but His eternal love for us.
那不只是他的永恒，还有他对我们永恒的爱。
Lamentations 22:23 says.The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
在耶利米哀歌三章二十二到二十三节提到，我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Around the circle, there are four candles, and the four candles represent 4,000 years between Adam and Jesus.
那另外大家看到四根比较细的蜡烛围着这个环， 那这四个蜡四根蜡烛象征了四千年，就是从亚当被创造到耶稣降生这中间的四千年。
This is how long mankind had to wait until God's promise of Jesus was revealed.
那这个是我们人类历史上我们必须要就是人类等待、就是耶稣、神所应许的这个君王救世主降临的这段日子，他们所等待的这段时间。
Three of the candles are purple.
那其中这四根细长的蜡烛里面有三根是紫色的。
The purple represents the darkness of waiting for light to come into the world through Jesus.
那其中的 这三根、紫色蜡烛，这紫色就象征的黑暗，象征的必须等待耶稣的这段期间。
It also represents a season of fasting and repentance.
那这同时也象征着我们禁食，还有我们的悔改。
Matthew 3:1-2 says this: In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
在马太福音3:1-2提到。那时有施洗约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
In preparation for Jesus coming, we need to prepare our hearts.
那在我们等待耶稣的降临的这个同时，我们必须预备我们的心。
The rose candle is a symbol of hope and joy.
那第四根蜡烛是粉红色或是玫瑰色的，它象征的是、盼望以及喜乐。
That's the candle that says Christmas is almost here. The wait is almost over. Jesus is almost come.
那它所象征就是我们的等待即将到尽头，耶稣即将来到。
Psalm 35 says, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning."
在诗篇第30:5提到，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间。他的恩典乃是一生之久，一宿虽然有哭泣， 早晨便必欢呼。
And of course, light. The candles all, of course, represent light.
那当然，蜡烛上面都会有火，都会有光。
And Jesus is the light of the world.
那这个光就是象征的耶稣，耶稣就是世界上的光。
John 1:4-5 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
那在约翰福音1:4-5提到说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And if we're reflecting on Christ, we cannot forget the Bible.
那如果我们要来思考、反思神在我们的生命当中，那我们绝对不能忘记啊，圣经就是神的话。
John 1:14 says this.The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那在约翰福音的1:14提到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So this season of Advent, when we have the wreath in front of us, is a time to rememberthese truths about who Jesus is.
那在我们过圣诞节的这个季节的过程当中，我们现在我们眼前有看到这个圣降环，就是来提醒我们，就是耶稣真正的意义，或者圣诞节真正的意义是什么。
We need to make sure we're not allowing Christmas to pass us by without being completely amazed that Jesus, God, was born as a man.
我们不能在圣诞节过去，就是度过这个圣诞节，但是却不明白。耶稣就是神，道成肉身在我们当中。
Now the word Advent means the coming of someone very important.
那在英文里面，这 Advent 这个降临这个字，就是代表有一个重要的人物来到。
The first Advent, of course, happened 2,000 years ago when Christ came as a baby.
那在我们的信仰里面，这个圣降就是指耶稣的降临。那第一次已经发生在2000年前，耶稣降生在世上。
But as we celebrate Advent, we also remember God's promise that He will return.
那当我们在这个纪念或者庆祝所谓的圣降的时候，我们不只是庆祝纪念他2000年前第一次来到，我们也要预备他之后还会再回来我们当中。
Now, a friend of mine gave me a book, a Chinese book, about history recently.
最近有一个朋友给了 Nick 一本中文书，是关于历史的中文书。
It was about a man in China who was a politician.
那是关于一个人在国内，中国是一个政治家。
And at the beginning of the story, there was a date that represented the beginning of the story.
那这个书本的开始有一个日期，就是象征着这个故事的开始。
And it said, 清光绪十八年。
上面提到清光绪十八年。The 18th year of one of the empire.
Exactly. Why I thought that was so interesting is, do you know why we have AD at the end of our dates?
我觉得Nick觉得这件事非常有趣，但大家有没有想过，为什么我们现在提到年份的时候，我们会在后面加 AD， 就是代表主后的这个原因呢
？AD is Latin for the year of our Lord.
那 AD 的在它原文是拉丁文，它所象征的就是主在主来到以后的意思。
It literally means the 2017th year of the reign of King Jesus.
那它字面上的意思就是主后，就是在耶稣来到以后的像我们现在是第2017年，然后也可以说是就是主在掌权的第2017年。
Even in our dating system, we worship Christ.
那即便是在我们纪年的这个法则上，我们是在纪念基督。
So this season is a time to remember why.
那这个季节也是一个很好的时候，让我们来记得为什么我们用这个字，或是为什么我们这样做。
Now last week was the first Sunday of Advent.
那上个礼拜其实是这个圣降节的第一周的开始。
And the first candle was lit, which is a candle that represents prophecy.
那这圣降节有四周，上周是第一周开始，然后第一根蜡烛要被点燃。
Today we're going to light two candles.
那今天我们要点燃两根蜡烛。
The second candle represents faith and waiting.
那第二根蜡烛所象征的意义就是我们的信心以及等待。
And as we progress through the weeks, each candle will be lit until on Christmas morning, finally, all five candles will shine forth their light.
那我们每过一周，我们就会点燃一根蜡烛，直到圣诞节的那个早晨，我们会点燃第五根蜡烛在中间。
We're representing that Jesus has come.
那个所象征或所代表的就是耶稣已经来到。
Now today, I want to spend the rest of the time talking to you about faith.
那今天我们接下来时间我们要讨论，我们要提到就是我们的信心。
Now we read the passage about Mary.
那我们刚刚念的经文是关于玛利亚，就是耶稣的妈妈。
And there's some lessons I think we can learn from her life.
那我想从这刚刚所念的这段经文当中，我们可以学到一些功课。
Especially the specific task that God chose her for.
那特别是神很特定的来拣选他，这可以告诉我们一些事情。
Now all of us would agree that Mary was blessed in her being chosen.
那我想大家都会很同意，就是玛利亚是很蒙福的，所以才会被神拣选。
But the Bible doesn't say that there was anything about her special as a reason why God chose her.
但是圣经并没有提到说她是有多么的特别，所以神才来选她。
She was chosen by grace.
她被选择是因为神的恩典。
And she was honored by God.
她被神看重。
The angel of the Lord called her favored.
那这是来报信的天使告诉说她是蒙大恩的。
Luke 1:28 says, the angel of the Lord came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.
天使路加福音一章二十八节提到，天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”
And again in verse 30, it says the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
然后在第一章路加福音一章三十节，天使又提到，又对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”
Now that's a good thing, I think, right?
那我想这应该是很好的事情，对吗？
I think we all would love to have favor with the Lord.
我想我们每个人都愿意在神面前蒙恩，是吗？
Even Elizabeth, her cousin, proclaimed that she was blessed by God.
还有伊丽莎伯，就是玛利亚的亲戚，也说玛利亚是蒙福的。
In Luke 1:42, she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." 1:42.
在路加福音一章四十二节里面提到，伊丽莎伯对玛利亚说，高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。
But here's the problem.
但接下来有一个问题。
She was a virgin.
她是童女或是处女。
Right? So this was part of Jesus' birth story that's amazing. A virgin conceived and bore a child.
那这是为什么？这所谓就是耶稣降生的故事，你当中一个很让人惊讶的一个点，就是她是童女怀孕，然后生下孩子。
But she had a fiance.
但是她有一个未婚夫。
And they were not married yet.
而且他们还没有完成婚礼。
So imagine this, your sister or your daughter or your girlfriend comes and says to you, I'm pregnant.
大家可以想象一下，如果你的妹妹或是你的女儿或是甚至是你的女朋友过来告诉你我怀孕了。
Do you rejoice with her?
你会怎么想？你会跟她一起感到开心吗？
Now in this culture,that Mary lived in, purity before marriage was very important.
那大家要记得，在玛利亚所在的这个年代以及那个地方的文化，在婚前的守贞或者婚前的贞洁是非常重要的。
What do you suppose Joseph thought when he found out that she was pregnant?
那大家觉得在约瑟就是玛利亚的未婚夫，当他发现玛利亚未婚怀孕的时候，他会怎么想？
As a matter of fact, in Matthew 1:19, it says this, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
那其实在圣经里面有记载，马太福音一章十九节提到，她的丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。
Now, an angel appeared to Joseph and explained to him the situation.
那接下来我们知道，就是有一个天使来向约瑟显现，然后来告诉他这个消息。
That it was the Holy Spirit that gave her pregnancy.
那他告诉他，天使告诉约瑟说，玛利亚是从圣灵来怀孕的。
But if your fiance or your daughter or your girlfriend or your sister came to you and said it was the Holy Spirit, that's why I'm pregnant, what would you say?
那如果大家想象，如果今天不是天使，是这个你的妹妹，或者你的女儿，或者你的未婚妻、女朋友，告诉你我从圣灵怀孕了，你会怎么想
？The Bible even tells us that they were not married until after Jesus was born.
那圣经也告诉我们说，他们在耶稣出生以后才完成他们的婚礼。
Mary, I believe, had to go through a lot of shame.
那我相信。玛利亚她其实必须在人这一块，她必须经历很多的羞辱或是被鄙视。
She lost a lot of faith.
她可能会失去一些信心。
And her and Joseph had to struggle through that by faith.
但他们必须依靠着她跟她的玛利亚必须跟约瑟必须依靠着信心来度过这一些。
Believing the word of God more strongly than the voices.Of the people around them.
相信他们必须相信神的话，神的应许更胜于他们周遭的人对他们说的话。
You know, it says that there was no room at the hotel when they went to Bethlehem. There was no room at the inn for them.
那大家记得在圣经上也记载，当他们在伯利恒，他们去到一个酒店或是旅馆的时候，是没有房间可以让他们居住的。
Now maybe that's true, maybe there wasn't any room, but I can't help thinking that just maybe they didn't want her there because of her shameful situation.
那当然我们可以相信，也许当那时候真的是客满，旅店、酒店客满，没有地方住。但是大家也可以想，就是尼克也忍不禁要想到， 有没有这样的可能性，就是酒店不愿意让他们 有房间住，只给他们马槽，是不是有可能是因为他们在当时世人所看到的是一个羞愧羞耻的一个状态。
So, what I'm sharing with you is this. God chose Mary for something wonderful.
那想要跟大家分享的就是神拣选玛利亚是因为是一件美好的事情。
And today we know it.
那今天我们从事后来看，我们知道这是美好的事情。
But there were a lot of years of her life where she had to deal with the voices of people around her.
但是在玛利亚她在当时他必须在他生活当中，他必定经历了很多他周遭的人对他的闲言闲语。
She had to persevere through faith.
他必须依靠信心来忍耐。
That God's word to her was true.
他必须坚信上帝神对他的应许是真理，是真实的。
And that the Jesus that she was to bear was going to be the Messiah.
他也坚信，他也必须坚信他所怀的这个男胎。这个孩子是弥赛亚。
So what does this teach us?
这个教导了我们什么呢？
Well, we too were chosen by grace.
我们其实也是因着信心来被拣选的。
Ephesians says, where am I here? Uh-oh, did I go backwards? Excuse me for just a moment. Ah, I did go backwards. Ephesians 2:8 says this, By grace you have been saved.Through faith, this is not your own doing; it is a gift from God.
以弗所书二章八节提到，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And amazingly enough, it also says in the Bible that God will honor us.
然后在圣经里面，让我们所惊讶的、所惊异的，就是圣经里面也提到神看重我们。
Jesus tells his disciples in John 12:26, If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. And whoever serves me, God the Father will honor them.
那在约翰福音的12:26里面提到，耶稣对他的门徒说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
But did you know it also says in John 15:8, If the world hates you, know that it hated me first, before it hated you.
但同时在约翰福音的15:8也提到，
It is John 15:18.
15:18也提到，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。这是耶稣对他的门徒说的。
You see, Jesus knew that if we had faith in his promises, the world would look at us differently.
耶稣知道，当我们对他的、对神的应许，或是对耶稣的应许有这样的信心的时候，这世界会对我们不一样。
Just like Mary being honored by God might mean being shamed by people.
就像玛利亚，她虽然是被神所看重的，是蒙恩的，但是在当时的世人来看，她却是蒙羞的。
God promises us eternal life. He promises us that we will be raised from the dead. He promises us that He's returning.
那神或耶稣应许我们，我们会有永生；应许我们，我们会死里复活；应许我们会与他同在。
He teaches us to love one another and to share the gospel with people.
他教导我们彼此相爱，也教导我们去分享传播福音。
But when we live by these promises, there are people in the world that will shame us.
但是当我们在按着神的吩咐或应许来做的时候，这个世界上的人，这个世界会来羞辱我们，或是会来鄙视我们。
I was reminded of this over Thanksgiving when I visited my family in Ohio.
那 Nick 在感恩节的时候，当他回家看他的家人的时候，他也被提醒到这一点。
I had several very discouraging conversations with a few of my family members because they disagree with what Jesus has taught me.
那他就是有一些他有些家人就是还就是不是他有些他跟家人有一些就是蛮沮丧的一些对话，因为他们不认同耶稣的教导。
Many of you are probably familiar with that.
你们可能也有同样的经历。
Many of you may have family at home or here that disagree with what you believe, or friends.
你们可能有家人或是朋友，他们不论是在这里或是在我们就是在国内也好，或在其他地方，他们可能不认同我们的信仰。
Sometimes people disagree with us passively and just, yeah, you do what you want.
然后甚至他们就是不认同我们到一个地步就是不太就随便我们了。
But there are others that are strongly against what we believe.
那但有的可能更进一步的就是不但不同意，而且甚至是严厉的反对。
We may feel pressure and shame.
我们可能会感受到压力或者是被鄙视。
There was a man named Jack Phillips in Colorado.
有一在科罗拉多州有一个叫做杰克·菲利普 Jack Phillips 的人。
He was a baker.
他是一个面包师，烘焙者，烘焙师。
You may remember that 5 years ago he refused to bake a custom cake for a same-sex couple.
那他在五年前，你可能知道，在五年前他拒绝为一对同性婚姻的人做他们的婚礼蛋糕。
He told them they could buy anything in the store, but he refused to make the custom cake for them based on his Christian convictions about what marriage is.
他告诉这对就是同性婚姻的人说，你们可以买店里任何的东西，但是因着我的信仰，我不能专门为你做一个同性，就做一个婚礼蛋糕。
Now that was 5 years ago.
那是五年前所发生的事情。
But this past Tuesday, their case entered the Supreme Court of the United States.
但在上周二的时候，他们的这个案件，这个诉讼达到美国的最高法院来庭审。
There's still a strong debate about their actions, about his actions.
在这个庭审当中，还是有非常强烈的这个辩论，是关于他所做的这个决定。
As a matter of fact, over the last 5 years, he has received death threats.
事实上，在过去五年当中，他所经历的，他有接受到死亡的威胁。
He and his family were compared to Nazis.
他和他的家人甚至被人拿来跟德国的纳粹来比较。
He was even told that Christians deserve to be thrown into the Colosseum and eaten by lions.
他甚至还有人告诉他，你们基督徒本来就应该被丢在斗兽场里面被狮子吃掉。
He and his family have been going through shame that I cannot imagine myself.
他跟他的家人因着他的这个信仰，经历了很多的鄙视，是我们无法想象的。
But they have persevered through faith in God's promises.
他们依靠着信心，依靠着相信神的应许来忍受这一切。
You see, the question for them of how valuable is Jesus has become very real.
对他们来说，耶稣基督在我们生命当中有多有价值，有多重要，变成非常实际的一个问题。
Are the promises of God worth the struggles that I'm facing?
神的应许值得或配得他们来经历这些生活当中的问题吗？
Jesus promised eternal life.
耶稣应许有永生。
He promises peace in our hearts.
他也应许在我们心中会有平安。
He promised that he's coming back.
他也应许他会再回来。
And he promised that the words that he's given us are good for us.
他也应许他所赐下给我们的话语，他的话是对我们是好的。
Do we believe it?
我们相信吗？
Do we live like we believe it?
我们有活出来我们相信的这样的生命吗？
When things come against us,Will we stand in the faith of God's promises?
当事情不如我们意的时候，我们是不是站在神的应许当中，或者我们依靠着神的应许而站立呢？
Advent is again awaiting the second coming of Jesus.
圣降节就是我们在等待耶稣的再次降临。
As we wait, we remember these promises of God.
当我们在等待的这过程，我们来纪念神的这些应许。
And we remember the faith that keeps us strong.
我们也来纪念，也要记得是我们是因信，我们可以更强壮的站立。
I want to read something from 2 Peter, chapter 3, 11 to 18.
那现在我们要来念，尼克要念彼得后书三章十一到十八节。
Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him, as he does in all of his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you do not be carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
彼得后书三章十一到十八节，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有行职的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧写的信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事。信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人就强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这些事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿门。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to see revival happen in our own hearts, in our families, in our church,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们想要在我们的自己的心中、我们的家庭、我们的教会当中看到复兴，
we need to realize the value and the preciousness of Jesus.
我们就必须要能明白耶稣他的价值、他的宝贵。
We need to realize the solid foundation of his promises to us.
我们必须要明白耶稣他对我们的应许是在何等的坚固。
And we need to constantly remember the good things that he's done for us.
我们也要时时的提醒我们自己耶稣所做的一切美好的事情。
So I pray that this season before Christmas, we would be able to remember the amazing nature of his birth.
所以在这个圣诞节即将来临的这个季节，我会祷告，我们要记得，就是他所他的一切的美好，然后他来到世上这个美好的事情。
But also ask the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts.
也同时祈求圣灵能够来预备我们的心。
And as we long for and wait for the second coming of our Lord and Savior,
来预备我们的心，来等待耶稣的再次，我们的救主耶稣基督再次来到世上做王掌权。
I pray that Jesus would be so precious in our hearts that even the busyness of our day is a worship to Him.
那个也祷告，就是耶稣基督在我们的心中是何等的宝贵，在我们生命当中何等的宝贵。
That when we're buying gifts for people, or doing or preparing for finals, or figuring out our fiscal year end, or planning a trip for the holidays,
当我们在做，就是当我们在买礼物，当我们来就是欢度这个圣诞节，或者在预备我们的期末考试，预备我们的财务年度的结束的时的这个时间当中，
that behind those things we would be worshiping our God and King.
这些事情的背后。我们最重要的，我们就要来敬拜我们的神，我们的王，我们的主。
The Bible says to do all things as if doing them for Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，我们做任何事就要像是给主做的。
So I pray that we would reflect on that as we have faith in our waiting for Jesus to come.
所以尼克就为我们祷告，我们要能够反思这件事情，让我们能够凭着信心等待耶稣的再来。
Okay, the worship team will come up and we'll sing a hymn.
那接下来我们来就是请诗班来带我们唱回应的诗歌。